Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Mars Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we bring you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. This is day 8 of Hawaii Public Radio's spring membership campaign. I'm Bert Lum. And of course, during this special membership drive, we have Steve Su. He's the founder of the Shaka Project and chairman of the nonprofit ID8. And he's here to talk about the Shaka film and all the kind of cool stuff that's happening with the gesture, the Shaka. And of course, during this live broadcast, the phone lines are reserved for your show of support. And of course, we're looking for new members. And as DJ Mermaid just said, you know, we got a couple more to get to our 500. So, 500, unlocking the 500. So I think there's only a couple more members that we want you to sign up. And of course, if you enjoy the weekly tech talk shows, and hope you'll consider some support for the great original local programming right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And you can show your support by going to hawaiipublicradio.org or calling 888-536-4700 to become a member. Now, I want to welcome Steve to Bite Marks Cafe. Welcome, Steve.
Uncle Bert. She calls you Uncle Bert.
I know. I was wondering if anybody heard that, but obviously, you know, everybody did.
And you're not old enough to be uncle.
Well, thanks, Steve, because, you know, all the young ones call me that.
If you're old, you think young, and that's the tech side of you, so I appreciate you, brother, and, you know, I appreciate what you're doing for the station, and you guys do a great service for the community and really keeping it real. I think that it's so easy to get, like, partisan in radio and media, and you guys are doing, like, straight down the middle. I appreciate all that you guys are doing.
Well, and I appreciate you too, Steve, because, you know, I don't tell people this, but, you know, I coerce my guests to become members. So, Steve, I'm glad you're a member. I didn't have to twist your arm too hard. So, mahalo
Never.
For being a member of Hawaii Public Radio, Steve. So, Steve.
Hawaii Public Radio is a worthy cause, and I urge all you guys out there, show aloha, support the station, because, man, if we don't have this kind of thing, then, you know, we're gonna be sorry someday. We're going to be, like, in this kind of state where we don't really understand what's going on, and, you know, the world's being pulled over our eyes. So support radio is super important.
That's right. And I think, you know, I always think this, listening to Hawaii Public Radio just keeps you smart. It keeps you, you know, informed of all the important things that are happening around the world. So, you know, no excuse.
That's why she won't call you uncle.
Hey, Steve. So, you know, speaking of aloha, you are involved with an interesting project that almost basically kind of symbolizes aloha. Let me just make it clear. I did have you on previously. I don't know. Maybe it was might have been 6 months ago.
A year ago. It was a long time ago.
Was it that long? Anyway, we were. No. I think at that point in time, you were about ready to, I guess, do the final touches to the Shaka film, and now, you know, we've progressed beyond that. So give us an update. Uh-huh. I mean, where are we with the film and the, you know, all the activities around the Shaka?
Sure. So last time, Bert, I talked to you, we were actually going into test screenings of the film. We have shown the film test screening for 9 months now. And I had a specific reason for that, and it was that because the Shaka is all of Hawaii's and there are multiple origin stories, I wanted to make sure that everybody in the state had a chance to tell their version of it, because there are multiple origin and genesis versions.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in the film, we present as many versions as are credible. We let the audience decide for themselves. But it's been wonderful because over 9 months, I've gotten a lot more archival information, memorabilia, additional interviews. People have really stepped up to help enrich the story. So that's kind of the difference between last time you and I talked and now. So we've been just accepted to our very first film festival. It happens in Los Angeles. It's called VC Fest on May 2nd. So if anybody's in the LA area, please join us at the world premiere. It's going to be super fun. I mean, red carpet, the whole treatment. And we're expecting a very warm response because there are halal there that are kind of, you know, ready to go and make a big deal about this. And I think that the final product is really good. I mean, my team is ridiculous. This is my very first film. I'm a first-time filmmaker. If I can do it, anybody can do it. But you know what? In part, we've been able to pull this off because people like my friend Henry Capono stepped up, volunteered to do music. Mm-hmm. He's not getting paid. He does 4 original songs for this picture. He's our music director. He's using all local talent, you know, Tavon McMoore, Timmy Miner, Anna V, Te Aloha, Naleo folks. Kailua Music Academy. I mean, just it's endless supply of up-and-coming musicians that are just incredible people. And then Brian Spicer, who's the producer-director of Hawaii Five-O and Magnum PI, he steps up, and he actually owns the largest rental house for film equipment here called Sight and Sound Productions. He bought Island Sound this year out in Hawaii Kai, and we were actually the first production to go back into that studio after it had been dark for many years. So Brian kind of is rebuilding a lot of the music production community assets here. And of course, obviously, music's big here in Hawaii, but you have to have this kind of technical facility to really do well. Brian brought in his brother, who was a really big music guy in L.A. I think he did like 20 years of Van Halen mixes. So Kyle Spicer is now with us in Hawaii, and he was on our music. And so we have this amazing team of people that are really busting this thing out. The film is shot in all 8 ultra high definition 4K, directed cinematography, and even directed by Alex Bakary, who's a Hawaiian film director and graduate of the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And most of our film crew was actually made up of UH grads out of the film school. So it's a local product, it's a local story, but it's a story that is proving to be international. So, you know, like you watch Star Wars, and you go, I've never been to space, but I get the story because it's a little bit of Cinderella, right? So we're very much like that. We're transporting people to an exotic place in Hawaii. It's 110 years of Hawaii history. We went deep on this thing. I mean, it's amazing the archival that has come out of it. And I'm just super proud of the product because, honestly, Bert, I didn't think it would ever end. I didn't think we'd actually get a product in the can. Very difficult to produce film. Like, you and I both produce software, right?
Yep.
Software is like one mite of code not working, the whole application's dead. It doesn't work. Film is very much the same way. If you don't have the right B-roll, if you don't have the right soundbite, if you don't have the music, it all falls apart. Nobody believes it. They don't go along for the ride. So I'm super stoked. I mean, I know we have a great product. It's killing it. We've done more testing probably than any other film has ever done by many times. And it's because I wanted to make sure we were politically correct about inclusion of all the ethnicities that have to play. And it is truly a melting pot story.
And Steve, obviously you're going to be walking a red carpet over there. Have you already had a premiere showing in Hawaii?
No, we haven't. Oh. So if you guys could all just put a note into HIFF's ear, Hawaii International Film Festival, say, please show this film next October at your festival. We're applying to HIFF. That ideally will be our Hawaii premiere, followed perhaps by Maui Film Festival. But that's kind of where we would want to premiere, is at our own state's film festival, because that's the way to build the festival, right? We want to be contributory to the growth of the industry, not just the evolution of our own product. And frankly, we don't have to go to festivals because we already have 6 distributors that have contacted me that are interested. In fact, my very number one distributor, that, you know, if you ask me, Steve, dream about who you'd want to distribute it, they've already contacted me. I didn't contact them. So that's why you go to festivals, is to get distributors interested. We already have distributor interest.
Hey,
we will go to festivals, but we don't have to. So
Steve,
I want to do it in a way that benefits.
Okay, so Steve, I do want to continue to talk about the Shaka film, but there's also some interesting policy things that you're working on regarding the Shaka, which I think a lot of our listeners will be very interested in. We're going to hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Steve Hsu, founder of the Shaka Project and chairman of ID8, and he's here to talk about Shaka and the future of content. And, of course, if you enjoy local programming on Hawaii Public Radio, and you can obviously show your support on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, or you can call us at 888-536-4700. Become a member. Now, let's head back to DJ Mermaid and Kyla over at Campaign Central.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors, Bavarian Motor Experts, and Chaminade University.
And we're back and we're live in the studio. This is Bite Marks Cafe on Hawaii Public Radio. And this is the eighth day, day eight of the spring membership campaign. And of course, you can visit our website and become a member. And I know all the Bite Marks Cafe listeners are loyal listeners, and you can show that loyalty by becoming a member at hawaiipublicradio.org or give us a call at 888-536-4700. And, you know, now I know why so many people call me Uncle Bert, and it's because DJ Mermaid started it all here, and now I know why. Okay, so anyway, I'll accept that. And, of course, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Steve Sue. He's the founder of the Shaka Project and chairman of ID8 nonprofit. And we're here to talk about the Shaka. And, of course, it's a gesture. And, you know, right before the break, I mean, we were talking about the film, and it's airing in L.A. It's going to – hopefully we'll have it premiered here at the HIF. but there's some other actions that are going on that are really kind of you know, instrumental in establishing, you know, the Shaka as a gesture. And Steve, tell us, what is it that's passing through the legislature now that will be a first in the entire country?
Oh yeah. Hi, Uncle Bert.
Hey, stop that.
Hey, so by the way, I gotta say 200,000 Hawaiian Airs a mile, that's ridiculous, man. Y'all out there support HBAR Radio, because this is like, there's no brainer. You're getting some out of it. That's a lot of miles. That takes you on a lot of round trips. So definitely get in there. So on the gesture bill, so Bert, I've never written a bill before, but I was kind of joking around with Senator Wakai, mm-hmm. Glenn Wakai, mm-hmm. and he goes, well, if you're serious, I'll give you a template. You write the bill. If you're willing to bird dog it, I'll submit it. He got Sean Quinlan, who's a representative from Kahuku and Laiea, and so they actually filed companion bills, and you know the process. Mm-hmm, I don't, but mm-hmm. I learned it over the last few months.
Well, I you know, Steve, I actually started the same way with drafting my own bill, because Senator Wakai said, hey, Bert, why don't you just draft it? Anyway, go ahead. Tell the rest of the story.
So I draft the bill, which is basically to recognize the Shaka as the state gesture. And my whole rationale behind it was that if we don't protect it for the state of Hawaii, other states will take it. For example, surfing is the state sport of which state?
Mm.
Not Hawaii. Yep. California. Yep. Why is it California? There's like less than 1% of their population surfs. But they took it because it is glamorous to their brand, right? Southern California surfing. Well, if they take surfing, why wouldn't they take the Shaka? And by the way, you know, surfing was invented here. The Shaka was invented here within the state of Hawaii. It should be here. And it is actually a very important economic driver to our state. When I did testimony to the legislature, I would use this line. I would say, legislators, I challenge any of you to go to Waikiki and walk into an ABC store and not see a Shaka, and not see a Shaka. And they're like, oh yeah, there's so many companies that make their pay off of this symbol. You know, that jobs are generated. I mean, Shaka tea, Bella Hughes creates Shaka tea in Hilo 9 years ago. It goes ballistic. It eventually is exited and acquired by King's Hawaiian Bread. And now they've got it in 8,000 outlets. Imagine how many hundreds of jobs, how many families have been supported through Shaka tea leveraging the Shaka. So I think that's important that we protect it for the state. It does have financial impact for our state. And it costs us nothing to do. So there's no budget appropriation. I get nothing out of it. It's just simply, it's ours. It's Hawaii's. And it should be protected for all businesses, all people here. And it looks like it's going to pass, because there's only been one single representative who will become not named. And everybody else has been thumbs up. So it looks like it is headed to the governor's desk in early May for signature. We're planning on filming that sequence and putting it into the credits of the film. So the film has really birthed a movement called Project Shaka. If you go to projectshaka.com or you look on social for Project Shaka, the film is there. The state gesture status is there. I filed an emoji application with Ryan Ozawa this year and Yi Ying Liu. So, you know, what people think is the Shaka emoji is actually not a shocky emoji.
Right. So the emoji that's actually available and, you know, one that you can select is actually kind of a symbol for making a phone call, right?
Yeah, it's like that ancient telephone receiver. Y generation, Z generation, they don't know what that thing is, right? They don't know what a phone book is. So, and who is going to ask you to call them that's under the age of maybe 70 or 80, right? Mm-hmm. It's a completely archaic thing. So my argument is that we should change the name of Call Me to Shaka, or better yet, we actually rotate the symbol because it's actually horizontal and it implies a flying elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know the lineage behind the Shaka, what is a legit Shaka? You always have a hang loose, relaxed elbow.
Right.
In all contexts. So it's actually, it's incorrect for indigenous people. It's incorrect for the meaning of it. And most importantly, it is not ADA. So if you're vision impaired and you have a reader, and even us, like, you know, we have readers in our car. So it says, Uncle Bert Lum is asking you to call him. No, he's not. He's throwing a shaka at you. He's flying a shaka. So I think that's super important that we get that right, particularly in the state. It's clear grounds for a new emoji. So the emoji application is going through. But the crowning glory to all of this is I've been working on a state license plate that features a shaka on it. And this was just approved. It took 2 years to get this through every sheriff's department. I mean, imagine going to all counties, all islands, and working through all of them to get them all to agree, the DMV, the city, the Honolulu County. And they finally, after 2 years, they all say, yes, thumbs up. We want to have a shaka license plate. And this will become available to all residents at the end of this month. So for $30 the first year and $25 thereafter, you can get a shaka on your license plate. Basically, what they do is they remove one of the six characters. It's all random characters, five characters. It's all pushed to the right. And then the shaka symbol goes on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal in this is that I want people to kind of have that string around their finger that before you cut somebody off, you can cut them off, but at least you think twice about it. Or perhaps you let somebody in the lane of traffic, because if we can turn what could have been a living hell on the roadways into paradise, it's like you're hanging out with your ohana, then that's a win, right?
Right. Paradise, I mean, you know, like if you're equating the shaka with aloha and you know, being good, right, and you got it on your license plate, I think you ought to live aloha and live by 100%. What it is that you have on your license plate, which is a shaka. Now, Steve, this is kind of incredible because I don't know too many individuals that have actually accomplished getting a symbol on a license plate. Now I do want you to kind of share with our listeners, like, where do the proceeds go as a result of this? This is going to be major.
Yeah, so of $25 every year, $20 of that goes to our nonprofit and specifically Project Shaka. And our plans for that money, because we're a nonprofit, all the money has to go back to the community. And I personally take no income from the nonprofit. I never will. It's just not, I have a for-profit company. I'm fine for money. I don't have to make a career out of my nonprofit. I do it because I love doing it. And even Henry, you know, Capone, Brian Spicer, none of those guys take any revenue and nothing from
the
Shaka program.
Steve, we gotta give me the URL and I gotta move on.
What's
the URL?
ProjectShaka.com on social, at Project Shaka on all channels. Follow it. We will do only good for the community with Project Shaka, you know, scholarships, elevating businesses with it. We're all about
Mahalo. Mahalo, Steve. And, of course, Steve Sue is the founder of the Shaka Project and chairman of ID8. And, of course, mahalo, Steve, for joining me today. And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the Hawaii verse. In the meantime, don't go away. If you enjoy local programming like Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, you can show your support by going to hawaiipublicradio.org or giving us a call at 888-536-4700. And now I'm going to hand you back over to DJ Mermaid, who has the right to call me Uncle Bert, and Kyla. And, of course, they're over at Campaign Central, and we're trying to get more members. So sign up now.